Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
The new year is here, and we have made it to your podcast device of choice. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome into our first installment for 2021 of the Mind Your Business podcast series, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO. Thanks for the download. Thanks to those of you that have subscribed. We are everywhere in the podcast universe, so just search your favorite podcast engine and you can find Mind Your Business. You can subscribe and get this podcast in your inbox each and every Thursday as we talk about relevant business topics as they relate to Boone, North Carolina and the High Country. And we have a very important episode to get the year started off. So we're talking vaccine deployment a bit and for a variety of reasons. First and foremost, this is our opportunity to get into the conversation of making sure information is getting out about the vaccine process. Here in North Carolina, we are getting ready to move into phase 1B of that vaccination protocol. And with that, there are four groups that are assigned in under the 1B phase. The first group of folks that will be eligible for the vaccine are folks 75 years and older in our community. And as you can imagine, there are quite a few of those folks, not only here in Watauga County, but really region-wide. So talking about this in Watauga County context, there are two agencies that right now are providing vaccine, Appalachian Regional Healthcare System and App Healthcare, that being the hospital system and the public health agency. At another time, hopefully here soon, we'll have more agents working throughout our community to help get vaccine out quicker. That could mean private companies like a Boone Drug, some individual employers that have large groups. We've talked with healthcare officials about their desire to do some mass vaccination clinics or vaccine events that would allow for a drive-up situation where you can have assets deployed quickly. There are a number of different factors into that strategy. One is availability of vaccine. And as has been well documented throughout North Carolina, the supply is not coming as quickly as many would like it to. So the federal government rations vaccines to the states. The states then send them to the counties. The counties then deploy them over the assets that they have available to administer those vaccines. So we're going to hear a little bit about that process today because it's important for you to understand that. A couple of other things that are important to understand here in phase 1B, this will be the first time that we have that essential worker conversation. And there is still some ambiguity as into who really constitutes the essential worker categories that have been defined by the CDC. What will North Carolina ultimately adopt? It's important because App Healthcare, Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, have to follow guidelines set by the state as to who can get vaccine and when. So it's very important to make sure that those categories that are being put forward by the state match up with what is actually being deployed out in the field. So App Healthcare and Appalachian Regional Healthcare System paying a lot of attention to how North Carolina finally defines what essential workers are. And those are meant to be frontline employees, things like school teachers and educators, post office workers, grocery store workers, folks that work in food and agriculture. Some of those categories are pretty straightforward. We all know who the postal workers are. What are a little bit less defined at this point in time are food and agriculture, even into the education side. Where does education start and stop? Is that just public schools? Does that mean early childhood development all the way up through college? Where does that get defined? So, as we are getting more details on that, we do encourage employers to begin to have conversations with your staff about, you know, who might want to take the vaccine. You know, we're going to have conversations later in the month of January about some of the HR ramifications to all of this and making sure that you are presenting options and opportunities in a way that is not punitive, but is giving your employees all the information they need to make that decision. But it is helpful to go ahead and have that conversation now to encourage people to say, hey, you know, your time may be coming up here soon. What's your decision? What information do you need to make an informed decision about whether you want the vaccine, whether you don't want the vaccine? Obviously, the goal with herd immunity is to get as many people vaccinated as possible so we can knock this thing back and get on with our lives. I think we're all ready for that. But it's not a cut and dry scenario, right? There are a number of different factors that play into an individual's decision with this. So as an employer, one of the things that you may be able to do is help point your staff in the direction of trusted resources. And we've got those links available at boonechamber.com on our relaunch and recovery page. You'll see that there are a number of different links, everything from the executive orders on down to links to App Healthcare's vaccine page, Appalachian Regional Healthcare System's vaccine page, which have great information that comes from the CDC, from their suppliers, from all kinds of folks about what can be expected there. I think the key here is to get organized. And that's really what we want to talk about in today's podcast, is making sure that you are doing what you can, either as an individual, as a leader of folks within the business context, or even thinking down the road into different groups moving forward. There's an opportunity for you now to fill out a quick form on App Healthcare's website that says, hey, I'm an individual that's interested in taking the vaccine. You fill out the information. It takes all of a couple of minutes. And then your information is routed into a system, which will then alert you when your group is getting ready to be eligible for that vaccination period. Think of it kind of like getting on an airplane at the airport. When they call the groups, they're going to call groups, and you want to make sure that your information is in there. So that's an easy way now that you can get your name on the list, so to speak. Also, as we'll talk about today, Appalachian Regional Healthcare System will be taking their patient database and alerting people that are eligible for vaccine about processes that they have in place to get their patients taken care of as well. So all of that said, there's a lot of information out there, and we want to take today's podcast to try to funnel some of that for you. So our guests today on the podcast are Sean Burrows. He is the director of pharmacy for Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, and Jennifer Green. Jen Green, of course, longtime friend of the program. I think she's on here just about every other week. She is the public health director for App Healthcare. We recorded an interview back on Wednesday night for our Keep Boone Healthy Facebook page, and encourage you to go and check that out, that has this same exact interview on it. So if you watch that, you may hear this as redundant. What we do want to let you know is that we intend to catch up with Sean and Jen about every week moving forward for a while, so we can make sure that we are helping to educate the community on where we are in vaccine deployment, what groups are coming up next, what the timing look like, what the supplies look like, and those kinds of things. So this conversation with Jen and Sean centers a little bit more around getting vaccine into the community. Again, a quick update on where we are with supply, and then getting into the nuances of phase 1B, how people can get communicated with, how these two entities intend to deploy their resources to make sure they're getting vaccine out as quickly as they possibly can, and then really what comes next and what some of those things are that the hospital and the healthcare system are waiting on to get more defined to then turn into community information to help you stay in informed about where you might be slotted in this whole process. I know that's a lot. It's a complicated process. We want to do the best we can to make sure that you get the information that you need so you can make informed decisions for yourself, for your family, for your employees, and on down the line. So without any further ado, well, let's get into our conversation from, again, our Keep Boone Healthy channel on vaccine distribution with Sean Burrows and Jennifer Green.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Again, our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we talked about before the break, getting into the conversation of vaccine deployment today and wanting to make sure that you've got the latest information from App Healthcare and Appalachian Regional Healthcare System about how you can make sure you're staying up to date with the latest information, what phase we're in, how that applies to you, and all of those conversations. So as I mentioned yesterday, as part of our Keep Boone Healthy Facebook channel, we were able to catch up with Sean Burrows, the Director of Pharmacy for Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, and Jen Green, Director of Public Health for App Healthcare, to ask them various questions about where we are in the process. We want to take today's show to share with you what they had to say. These are the two providers right now in our community that are administering vaccine. We are in the process right now of wrapping up 1A, the 1A phase, and we'll be soon moving into the next part of this vaccine distribution. So thought it would be a great time to bring these two folks in to let you know, number one, how things are going. Number two, how you can get your information best sorted to make sure that if you are eligible within this next group, that you've got the opportunity to get that vaccine. And then how each one of these organizations is taking different parts of the patient load, so to speak. So, Jen, let's first start with you. We have talked to you a lot, just in general, but a lot about vaccine here lately. If you could give folks maybe a status report on where things sit here in Watauga County about where the overall vaccination effort is and how it's been going in terms of implementing what the state is directing you and Appalachian Regional Healthcare System to do.
Yeah, so we are excited to be finally giving vaccine. It's such a great way to start the year that we were able to wrap up 2020 and begin this year with giving vaccine. And I think it's going well. We've been focused on the 1A population, which is really making sure that our healthcare personnel in the community who are at highest risk, which a lot of that falls to our hospital. All of those folks who are at highest risk get vaccinated. And then also the people who are in long-term care facilities, both the staff and the residents, get covered. So many of those are covered through our federal pharmacy program that you've probably heard about, but some were not. And so that's where we've been focused on our efforts in the last couple of weeks. And we look forward to going to 1B next week.
So as 1B gets ready to roll out, Jen, can you give us the quick recap of who all is included in what group within that phase?
So 1B includes initially we've got subgroups. So that's how we're going to approach it. And the reason for that is we want to make sure the people at highest risk get vaccinated first. So the first group in 1B are people 75 and older, regardless of your health condition. That's where we're going to be focusing on first, and that's where we start next week. Beyond there, we're going to be looking at essential workers and healthcare workers that haven't previously been vaccinated that are 50 and older, and then all other essential workers and healthcare workers after that. So if you can imagine subgroups within our phase, that's really what we're focused on. So initially, it's going to be people 75 and older.
Sean, I know that Appalachian Regional Healthcare System has a wide variety of practices. It's not just the hospital. It's not just one doctor's office. It is a true system. And with that, you've got access to a lot of patient records and are able to communicate with those patients very effectively. So how do you foresee the hospital being able to utilize, or the hospital system rather, being able to utilize that information to reach out to folks and let those know that as they are eligible at the beginning of this this 1B group, that you will be able to start vaccinating next week? What does that process look like?
Yeah, and thanks for having me, David. And I will say that we have tried to collaborate with Jen and App Health to try to do a systematic rollout as opposed to one entity rolling it out 2 weeks in front of the other. So I think the plan is for us to roll out the week of January 11th. And what we initially are trying to do is reach out to Appalachian Regional Medical Associate patients that are over the age of 75. And that number is well over 8,000. And we don't have that many vaccines. So not only in the subgroup of over 75, we have to filter that even more. And so what we are going to be doing next week is trying to reach out to Appalachian Regional Medical Associate patients that are over the age of 75 that live in Watauga, Ashe, and Avery, and contact them to see if they can set up and schedule an appointment over the next couple of weeks to receive the limited quantity of vaccine that we currently have.
I think it's another important point to bring up too, because it seems as though, especially in an area like ours where we're so close to two other states, people tend to grasp at information, but it's important to make sure that you've got North Carolina's information as North Carolina medical providers are administering this vaccine. So maybe Sean, can you tell us a bit about how vaccine is being distributed to the hospital system at this point? I'm sure it's very similar for the health department, but can you maybe talk a little bit about
what that process looks like so people truly understand that this isn't just a, you've got an endless supply sitting there. You've got almost a rationed approach to this, correct?
Yeah, and that's one of the questions that we get the most right now is how do you get your vaccine? Why can't I get my vaccine? Why is it going so slow? This state's doing it differently than y'all are. And each state has allocated a different amount of vaccine to be distributed to all the hospitals and health departments in that state. So we get a different amount of vaccine than South Carolina, than Tennessee, than Florida. And based on what our allocation is, our health department, our state health department, North Carolina Health and Human Services, allocates vaccine to the different areas of the state depending on how bad they're being hit right now with COVID, how many hospitalizations they have. And so they use an algorithm to figure out how much vaccine each different entity and each different area gets. And so we get what we get, and we don't sit on it. And I know Jen doesn't either. We're trying to figure out the best way to roll out the vaccine that we get on a weekly basis as quickly and efficiently as possible. So, for example, this week we got 400 doses from the state. I don't know what we're going to get next week. I'll find that information out here in the next day or two. But each week you will get some allocation, and you might not get any, you know, during the week, the next week either. So it's a week by week thing, and we're trying to do the best that we can to make sure everybody stays informed of what we get, when we get it, and when they're going to be able to get it.
And Jen, from the health department's perspective, understanding that as the county gets supply, I know you guys have been and have said this all along, have been coordinating with each other to make sure that everything from storage to deployment goes as smoothly as it possibly can. How are you processing that same kind of call for patients, if you will? ARMA's got a database. What are you and your team doing to make sure that you're able to communicate with the folks that are eligible to receive the vaccine at this point?
Yeah, thanks, David. So we've got a link on our website. You can go to apphealthcare.com and find our COVID-19 page. That's where we are asking people to go. They can put their information in, and don't have to be 75 plus, but if they are, they're going to get outreach from us to schedule their appointment. And that's how we're going to manage, you know, getting them scheduled. And we hope to have not just clinics at our health department, but community locations where people can get vaccine in the future.
Yeah, and that kind of leads into the next question. I know folks may be wondering, okay, if I'm in that 75 plus group and I'm ready to go and sign up for my appointment, what does that look like at this point in terms of location, in terms of, you know, is that your doctor's office? Is that at the hospital? You know, what can you allow for folks to be able to anticipate as maybe their name gets called here in the next few weeks?
Well, I think, first of all, if you're with the ARMA practice, follow their guidance in terms of how they're going to get their patients scheduled. And then otherwise, you know, certainly we will happily tell people about vaccine clinics and give them links. But people who have email will get an email from us with the ability to schedule. We also call people if there are individuals who cannot or don't want to use internet-based way of reaching out. We're going to do phone calls. And we have a call center that's open to answer questions about upcoming clinics that might be offered in the community or scheduling questions.
All right, we're going to take a brief time out. We'll come back with more from Sean Burrows from Appalachian Regional Healthcare System and Jennifer Green from App Healthcare as we continue with Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We are set to resume our conversation with Sean Burrows, Director of Pharmacy for Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, and Jennifer Green, the Director of Public Health for App Healthcare, as we talk all things related to vaccine deployment, especially as we circle around Phase 1B, which will start next week. That includes folks 75 years and older. Again, a bulk of our conversation today today focusing on how and when you can expect to hear communication from either Appalachian Regional Healthcare System or the Health Department, how you can self-submit information to make sure you are contacted when your group is called, and also what comes next. And a big part of that, obviously important to the business community when we get into the essential worker designation and what the timing of that looks like. So again, if you missed part of this conversation today, do know that at BooneChamber.com, we do have an archive of these Mind Your Business radio programs, and that would be a great place for you to catch up on anything you may have missed along the way. All right, so let's get back to it. Sean Burrows from Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, Jennifer Green from App Healthcare, continuing our conversation on vaccine deployment.
Sean, I know we've talked some about mass vaccine opportunities. We've heard that a lot in the news here. I know that the hospital system and the health department have been working on some potentials for future clinics and maybe mass gathering opportunities to facilitate that. What can you tell us about, again, not maybe necessarily date specific, but what you would like to do in the future in terms of getting some more of those larger opportunities to vaccinate, if you will?
Yeah, and this is really a combination effort with Jen and App Healthcare. We're working on that together to try and to find a date and a location within the next couple weeks to be able to run a mass vaccination clinic where we could hit potentially 1,000 folks in either a drive-through or some other setting type of clinic. And we're working with local entities to find a spot where that'll work out. And I would say by the end of this week or early next week, we'll have more information on a potential location and date where we'll be able to do that. And I want to thank Jen as well, because the vaccine that we would utilize for that is actually App Healthcare's vaccine that we're storing in our ultra low freezer here at the hospital. So it really is, as we're talking about different appointments and different ways to get your vaccine, we're talking about a collaborative effort between ARHS and App Healthcare to vaccinate our community together as quickly as possible.
And I know that we will take every effort that we've got and every opportunity that we have to continue to communicate different benchmarks through this process, along with you utilizing the Keep Boone Healthy channel you're watching this on and many other methods that we've got through our access and others throughout the community. I think that you will hear a lot about vaccine deployment, no matter where you see it here over the next several weeks. So with that said, I would allow you both to leave us with maybe advice that you would give to that person that may be anxious about making sure that they are doing the right thing in the right place at the right time to make sure that they get their info in there for this first group. Sean, we'll start with you, and then Jen, what would you say to those folks at this point in time about making sure that they are indeed following the process the best way possible?
Yeah, I would just stress that this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It was a sprint to get the vaccine to us, but it's going to be a marathon to roll it out based on the allocations that we get. The phases are going to run for many months into the summer. And just understand that everybody's waited this long to get a vaccine. And it'd be great if we could give it to everybody tomorrow, but that's not the way it's going to work. So just understand that we will vaccinate our population as quickly and efficiently as we possibly can. And just because that's everybody's question is, when can I get the vaccine and am I eligible for it? And we're working on trying to get the message out. We don't want to provide misinformation either. So we want to get as much information, good information out between App Health and ARHS as quickly as possible. And we're going to get the vaccine out as quickly as we can. So just remain patient, remain vigilant with your 3 W's, and it'll be here hopefully soon.
Jen, anything to add to that?
I'll just say I couldn't have said it better, and really appreciate the partnership with our friends over at Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. This is a community effort, so we are also, looking forward to more shots in arms. And in the meantime, I think Sean's right. Make sure we are all practicing our 3 W's, Look for good, credible information is the other piece I would add. Make sure that when you are talking to your friends and family, that they're, you know, if there's questions that come up, go to credible sites. Our two websites are great places to go, as well as the Department of Health and Human Services or CDC. But that's really where we should be gleaning our information and not from other places that might not be accurate.
You know, you bring up a great point. Maybe one more quick question for you, Jen. I know that we've talked at times about other providers being able to become part of this process and helping to deploy a vaccine, not just the health department and the hospital system. What does that timeline look like? Are there certain benchmarks that we're trying to clear within the state's guidance to you before, you know, some of the other folks that are ready, willing, and able right now to help with that will be able to do so?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. One is we're organizing an effort, you know, together with our partners on how you can plug in if you want to volunteer or get involved. But then also we're going to be looking for information from the Department of Health and Human Services when it's okay to add additional providers. You know, there will be an opportunity for other healthcare providers to enroll, but that's a federally managed process. I think Sean said it well when he said it's going to be a little bit of a marathon, because part of the challenge is the state having the certain amount of allotted vaccine that they can send to us. So we're going to have to be patient there.
Again, thanks to Sean and Jennifer for spending some time with us at a very busy time for them. Again, you can visit boonchamber.com and catch up on the archive of this program. Just in case you missed anything today, we're going to get into the habit of talking to Sean and Jennifer or members of their team once a week as we roll out vaccine across our community, just to keep you informed on what phase we're in, what that means, and how you can best understand what information is coming out about a very important topic here in our community. We've got a lot of different layers to this, and this impacts a lot of us differently, individually, from a business standpoint, from a community operation standpoint. So again, we want to be a point of information for you throughout this process. So you can check out those weekly conversations at the Keep Boone Healthy channel. We had the one last night. We'll get into that rhythm here soon. And of course, stay tuned to WATA for all the latest information there as well. That does it for this week's installment of Mind Your Business. We're back with you again, same time, same place next week, here on AM 1450, WATA, and 96.5 FM. Good morning.